All right, so my turn. My turn. Now, I picked stuff that was in our shopping basket.
Yes.
So it's a good little change of pace, too. So I've got 1 ounce of Boar's Head Gino Salame has 8 grams of what macronutrient? This is the meat stick that I buy for me.
Yes. We just call this Nick's meat stick. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. It's because of you that we are a 5-star rated podcast in the iTunes store. So keep those rating and reviews coming. And if you haven't done so already, head over there and give us that rating review. Also, we really, really appreciate if you share this podcast with someone, a friend, family member. The more we can spread the good word of fitness, the better off I think we all are.
Sharing is caring.
Yes. And so I think, I guess it's safe to say maybe that the Shannon voice of old is officially back.
Yeah, I would say mostly. I still have a little, frog in my throat, if you will. But I don't sound nearly as husky.
You don't have the Cassandra voice
anymore.
No,
I don't. I don't sound like a 900 number.
I know. It was fun while it lasted for me.
Oh, so. I'm glad it was fun for you.
On today's show, I think we're going to get into some of our training that we've gotten into the last couple
of
weeks.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that in a while.
No, I have a big announcement that I'm going to get to.
Huge.
And then also, we got the macros game is coming back. Cue the music. I'll put a music bed on this for sure. Yeah, we're going to do a grocery store edition of the Macros Games. We just got back from grocery shopping. All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of our training we had the last couple weeks. I know you said since you're feeling a little better this week, you got a little stuff done.
I got very little stuff done. Since I've had this respiratory thing, it's been really difficult for me to do much in way of cardio. And because I had a runny nose and everything, I really wasn't able to even do that much yoga. I did, however, get on the bike like once or twice for a very short period. So like I did like 20-minute workouts and they kicked my butt. I'm really not going to lie. I mean, by the end, I was like hanging on to the handlebars, heavy breathing, like feeling like I might keel over. Just because it's like you're breathing through a straw when you have chest congestion and you can't breathe through your nose. So I think this coming week I will be getting back at it, and I'm actually really eager, and I know I have a lot to make up for.
That's all right. You need this time to rest so you can officially recover. You're actually drinking a little kombucha that was given to us by a friend.
It's quite delightful.
Yeah, so we're trying to get you better without having to, take any nasty antibiotics or anything like that. So
yeah, I don't react well to the over-the-counter medications typically. So most people at work are like, oh, you're still sick? Like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I don't take any of the meds. I'm just taking like old-fashioned probiotics, vitamins, just trying to get my systems strong enough to kick it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, the negative effects. Obviously, antibiotics in certain situations are necessary.
Yes.
But for, like, common colds, it's if you are, depending on what you have, if you get prescribed antibiotics, they might actually do more harm than good.
Yeah.
Depending on, the severity of your situation. So I think we'll probably talk about that sometime down the road because that's an important health topic.
It is. Gosh, everybody is sick now. Definitely let us know if you also have been sick because I feel like it's the minority of people are healthy right now.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm in the minority.
Shut up. I'm going to push you off your chair.
Super healthy.
You had a little something a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. But we're coming. I know you mentioned yoga. We're coming to your first yoga immersion weekend.
Yeah, it's the very first weekend of my yoga teacher training at Bella Prana in Tampa, actually. It's going to be starting in about 2 weeks, and it is when you say immersion weekend, it really is an all weekend thing. It actually starts Friday night. I think it's 6 to 9. And then the next day you go in at 8:30 and you leave at like 6:30. Mm-hmm. And the next morning you're back at 8:30 and then you leave at 5:30. So, I mean, I don't get a weekend at all once a month for the next 8 months. So it's you could tell I love it because mm-hmm. I don't know much else that I would do this for, but I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. A little nervous now, but I'm excited too.
Yeah. Yeah,
mostly
this is,
excited.
This is, I think it's cool. And like, whenever you have like a big event or big kind of, it's a, you know, it's somewhat of a change for you. You know, yeah. I mean, you're pursuing a passion, and I think that's important. And it's exciting and scary all at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of a good segue.
Yeah.
Because we have exciting news as far as ETT is concerned. We've been operating as kind of a concierge personal training, you know, business and community for the last couple of years on our own. And now we've been invited to come and operate out of a established gym here in Tampa, Florida. The gym is called Tampa Strength, and they're moving and going to be in a new location in South Tampa off of Bayshore and Gandy. So for everybody who doesn't live in Tampa, that means nothing. But yes. For those listening in Tampa, that you guys are probably familiar with that area. So,
and those that maybe lived in Tampa at one point, just remember this one place that's very nearby, Kojak's.
Yes. if you enjoy barbecue and you live in Tampa, I'm sure you know about Kojak's. But yeah, so we are going to be, ETT is going to be operating out of there, and that gives us the opportunity to go full-time into fitness.
Woohoo!
Yes, it's been a long time coming. I mentioned before on the podcast.
It's fireworks slash little happy finger guns.
Some more music beds I have to put in. Is that what you're saying?
I like my own music
okay.
beds.
Okay, yeah, I'll just use yours. So we've been operating in a part-time kind of, even though it's been a full-time commitment, you know, it's been on a part-time basis. I've been working in a non-rip fitness related job and doing ETT whenever I have any other spare time.
Yep.
So luckily now that we have this opportunity, we will be full-time in the fitness. And this is kind of a dream come true, and it's a little bit frightening and exciting all at the same time. So,
yeah.
We're going to be, it's going to be, great because, Sean, the owner, he's super qualified, and actually specifically he's a Titleist fitness golf expert. So he has a very high, accreditation when it comes to, golf fitness. Titleist is one of the premier ones. I'm sure you guys, if you know anything about golf, you've heard of Titleist. So he is one of the few ones in the Tampa Bay area that is Titleist certified. So he gets a lot of golf clients, obviously Florida being a golf paradise, really.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of introducing the ETT training system there. So we get we both get a benefit, you know,
yeah.
He gets a new type of, not only a new trainer, but a new, exercise regimen introduced into his.
Yeah, well, he gets a new methodology. I mean,
yes.
I think that, you know, kind of, and I know that you kind of struggled with, do you want to go into a big, big gym that's, like, very well known,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to go into more of, like, a private shop? And I think this particular opportunity, the thing that's so exciting is that you get to maintain ETT and everything that stands for. And for anybody that has gone through it or been a part of the ETT community, that community is staying intact.
Yep.
And it's not as though you're going to put that on hold and do something else. You're going to actually integrate it and be offering it to this other, you know, private gym, basically. And you'll be introducing some new formats too, because
right.
you're going to be introducing some classes and things.
Exactly, yes. Sean normally has, you know, he has like private clients, one-on-one training, or small group training. Now I'm going to add to my kind of the small group training. I'm going to start adding that to my repertoire, but I'm also going to start offering group classes, you know, between 5 and 6 people, and, you know, start incorporating the ETT training system mm-hmm. and offering it there. So that's a new thing that I'm bringing to the table at Tampa Strength, but I also get to learn a lot and, use, some of the resources that Tampa yeah. Strength has to make ETT even better. So yeah. the community is growing, you know, which is great. And this is a kind of a dream come true to make this fitness my full-time occupation. So that's some big news we wanted to tell you guys today. We'll probably make another official announcement this week on all the social channels and everything. But you guys are the first to know. So how about that? You guys get the exclusive. So, yeah, spread the word. You know, any of you, the ETT family and community out there, go ahead and spread the word. We will be operating out of Tampa Strength beginning in March. So that's when everything gets kicked off. All right. So we teased it, and we're not going to hold on any longer. We've got the grocery store edition of the Macros game. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. This is actually where there'll be some music back. I promise, okay? I'll put it in post, okay?
I'm dancing in my seat right now.
There you go. So, for anybody that hasn't heard of the Macros game, I'll give you a little explanation about it, okay? So, what we're going to do, we're going to try to guess the macronutrient when given its amount in grams contained in one serving of a specific food, okay? So just to give you a general example, say we have, this is going to be a type of question. 1 ounce of cashews has 10 grams of what macronutrient? And then you have to guess if it's fat, protein, or carbohydrates, okay? And that was just an example, so I don't know what the answer is there. Okay? So, but what we did...
made up and pulled out of your butt.
Exactly, yes. So what I did, I got 4 foods, Shannon's got 4 foods, and we're going to battle. We're going to ask each other these answers, okay?
And it was funny going through the grocery store today and stopping just to take photos of, like, the nutrition labels, because I could see people looking at me like, oh, my God, what a dork. Like, she's not just reading nutrition labels. She's taking photos of the nutrition labels.
Oh, yeah. I take pictures of the grocery cart, everything. You know, I'm sure people are like,
well, yeah, I didn't know what you were doing at one point because you were just out for photos, and I'm like, hey, we're in line.
Yeah, normally it's you who's stopping to take photos of food.
I know, this is quite refreshing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what we're going to do, what do you want? You want to go first or second?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. So you want to get the questions? You want me to ask you first? Or do you want to ask first? Ask me. Ask or ask?
I'm going to ask.
Okay, so you're going to give me the questions first. So obviously, I think I'm undefeated in this game. Also,
are you?
You guys play along with us. Let us know if you're able to get all these questions right. Or let us know what your score is at the end of the game. So, and send it to us. Let us know. We'd love to hear what kind of scores, what kind of nutritional knowledge you have. All right, so... Shannon is going to ask me. She has 4 foods that we were that we took pictures of or while we were grocery shopping.
All 4, or are we going to alternate?
You want to go back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go alternate. That's smart.
Oh, see? This is why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Shannon is going to ask me first.
All right, so I'm not going to lie. I did not pick things out of our grocery cart because I just wanted to change things up. Because there have been some Super Bowl parties and there's been, you know, just some, like, kind of weekend activities, I picked some things that you would probably find at some of those events.
Okay, that's good.
So my first item is Newman's Own Salsa con Queso.
Oh, man. Salsa con Queso.
Salsa con Queso. Mm. And, yes, I could go for some of this right now. Mm-hmm. The serving size is 2 tablespoons,
okay,
or 31 grams.
Gotcha.
And there is 1 gram of this macronutrient in 2 tablespoons.
Of the Newman's Own of salsa con queso.
Yes.
Con queso.
You're adding a couple con queso.
1 gram?
1 gram.
Man, you don't make this easy, do you? So it's cheese and salsa, for anybody who does not speak Spanish. even though salsa. Anyways,
everybody likes to say
1 gram. Oh man, that's tough. Because I think fat with the cheese is going to be more, and then the carbohydrates is going to be more because of the salsa. It's vegetables, so there's going to be at least fiber and maybe some sugar in the tomatoes. So I'm going to go protein. 1 gram of protein.
You are correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's actually 3 grams each of fat and carbs. They equal out on this, but just 1 gram of protein.
Okay.
So, and 1 gram of sugar in there also, which was somewhat surprising, but not super surprising.
Yeah, the tomatoes have a little bit of sugar because they are fruit technically, so.
Yeah.
All right, so my turn. Now, I picked stuff that was in our shopping basket.
Yes.
So, it's a good little change of pace, too. So, I've got 1 ounce of Boar's Head Gino Salame has 8 grams of what macronutrient? This is the meat stick that I buy for me.
Yes, we just call this Nick's meat stick.
I might be
on the grocery list.
Genoa salami.
Genoa.
Genoa. Is that
Genoa how? Genoa salami.
Right. 1 ounce of this has 8 grams of what macronutrient?
Oh man, 1 ounce. I mean, it's not going to be carbs because it's a meat, so it's going to be higher in fat and protein, and I feel like salami is much higher in fat, so I'm going to go with fat.
Fat? You are correct.
Oh!
Now, I have to say, I gave you an easy one for the first one.
Oh, thanks.
Because it's the same amount of fat and protein for this food.
Oh, okay.
8 grams per 1 ounce.
I figured it would be close, but yep. I thought it might be a little higher in fat. So
yep, so it's exactly the same. And plus with salami, it's a little bit, it's obviously they add fat to it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So that's good. Like I said, my meat stick for the week. So we're both 1 for 1. Next food.
Say that louder.
Yep, that'll all go right. In the outtakes.
All right, so the next item I chose for you.
Oh,
because I know that you love these so much.
What could this be?
Cheez-Its.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I love
the original
them,
Cheez-Its.
I stay away from that aisle because they're in there.
Oh
I
my
can't
gosh.
Even, I can't even get near them because they're like the siren.
Like
calling
I almost
to me.
Grabbed the box.
Don't do it.
Of like the big cheese version. Just because it was like calling me, it was like, Shannon.
I can't tell you the last time I ate Cheez-Its. It's
been
so
ages.
Long.
But I just wanted to, like, house a whole box right
the
there.
Cheez-It, obviously, the cheese by itself, amazing. The Cheez-It party mix, I mean,
I don't know. I'm a fan of just the old-fashioned
Oh, me too.
Cheez-It.
Yeah, but there's something, well, they also have Tabasco Cheez-Its. Oh, my gosh.
They
never mind.
They have some crazy
right.
flavor. So this is
my
the original.
Is anyways, yes.
You're like... Why am I, like, growing right now? So this is the regular, traditional, this box actually was Captain America version.
Patriotic.
Regular Cheez-Its. And one serving size is 29 crackers, which equals about 30 grams.
Okay.
So, in 29 crackers, just, like, a couple handfuls, there are 5 grams of this macronutrient.
I'm going to rule out protein. Even though it is, I'm pretty sure Cheez-It is, I don't think the Cheez-It is made with real cheese.
Yeah, it is. It says
is
on the
it?
Box.
Oh, I thought that was cheese nips. Maybe Cheez-Its
no,
are made
it's
with
made
real
with
cheese.
Real cheese. White cheddar cheese.
Okay. It's 5 grams, you say?
5 grams.
I feel like the carbs is, oh man. This is tough. I feel like carbs have to be more than that. I'm going to go with, what did I guess? What was the first one? What was the first question you asked me?
What
was the first food you asked me about? Con queso, right?
Yes.
I'm going to guess fat.
You are correct.
Woo-hoo!
But there are 3 grams of protein per serving.
Okay. Yep.
So it was very, very
how much carbs?
Very close. 20.
Okay.
That would have been a dead giveaway.
Yeah, I figured carbs would way up there. I mean, it's a cracker for goodness sake. So
yeah, the first ingredient on here is enriched flour. So
right.
And these are actually made with wheat flour. So.
All right.
I feel like as far as snack crackers go, they're really not that bad.
What other kind of flour is it going to be made with?
You know, like processed, like white flour.
Well, that's wheat still.
Mm-mm.
You're thinking whole wheat. Anywho.
I don't
white
know.
Flour. Anyways. All right. So the next one. Me for you. That's weird. So 1.5 tablespoons of a Red Star Nutritional Yeast Flakes has 6 grams of what macronutrient? I couldn't even read what I wrote. I'm going to ask you one more time. 1.5 teaspoons of Red Star Nutritional Yeast Flakes has 6 grams of what macronutrient?
Man, this is tough.
You use this a lot. You
I know
use this
I do.
For years.
I know. And I know it does have a little bit of protein. But I know it's still, like, I think it's higher in carbs.
1.5 tablespoons, so not a ton.
It does have some fat, but I don't feel like it has that much. I'm going to go with carbs.
Survey says carbs is correct. Ooh, wow. Phew. We're both 2 for 2.
And wait, so what else? What was the fat and stuff?
Oh, that's a good question. It's on my phone. Yes.
So, I put this in everything when I have it, and it's one of the reasons it was on our shopping list this week, because I've missed it so much.
Yeah, this is a good, I know you turned me on, though, kind of essentially a cheese substitute for vegans.
Yep, because the fake vegan cheese is not worth trying. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that, be honest.
Nutritional yeast, the one that we have, the Red Star, has 1 gram of fat per tablespoon, or 1.5 tablespoon, and then 8 grams of protein for 1.5 tablespoons. How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
All right, so third food, give it to me.
All right. So, I'm looking, torn between a couple things here. I'm going to go with something that you might have with your queso con salsa or whatever it is. What is it? Queso con...
Salsa con queso, right?
Salsa con queso?
Or is it queso con salsa?
Cheese with salsa or salsa with cheese? All right, so this is going to be the one and only Lay's sour cream and onion chips.
Oof. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've polished off some bags of this in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the serving size is 1 ounce or 28 grams. It equals about 17 chips.
Okay.
And in one serving size, there are 15 grams of this macronutrient.
Well, I'm going to rule out protein right away. Anything with, any type of baked good used flour, tomato, or probably potatoes.
Potato. Yeah,
so I'm going to rule out protein.
So it's a starch.
Yeah. Fat's possible because they usually probably, it's probably not baked, like I said, it's probably fried, chips. So, but they don't use trans, I don't think they're allowed to use trans fats anymore.
I don't think they're baked. They don't say baked on them.
Fried. I'm going to go carbs. 15 grams of carbs per serving.
Ding, 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 ding.
Boom.
Correct.
Three for three. What?
Fat, 10 grams.
Yeah.
Not that far behind. And 2 grams of protein.
Mm.
There is some protein in there.
I guess. Obviously, it's not a protein-rich food. I mean, I get the fat because, I'm sure they fry the chips up in order to make them.
Yeah, vegetable oil.
There you go.
But, yeah. So.
All right, 3 for 3 for me. Now you're trying to go 3 for 3. The next one I have is one of our favorite. This one's actually my little treat, our daily treat, but you have ones very similar. This is Ghirardelli? Is that how you pronounce it? The chocolate
Ghirardelli?
Bar? Ghirardelli?
Where did you get Ghirardelli?
I'm trying to read it right now.
Ghirardelli.
This is Ghirardelli's 86% intense dark chocolate bar.
I feel like you need to read it like intense dark chocolate.
So this says their serving size is not very specific. They say 4 sections with equals 45 grams.
Okay.
So this is half the bar essentially. Okay. Half the bar has 25 grams of what macronutrient? So half of this chocolate bar, 86% intense dark chocolate.
Well, I'm going to say it's not protein, because even though there might be some protein in there, it would be a high protein food, which chocolate bars are just not marketed as high protein foods.
Right.
So I'm going to rule that one out. And then the higher the percentage of dark chocolate, at least that I've seen, the higher the percentage, it's usually the lower the fat, because there's not as much milk like products and stuff in those really high cocoa chocolates. So I'm going to say that's not fat. I'm going to say it's carbs.
Final answer?
Carbs.
Carbs. I'm sorry, but you are incorrect.
Really?
25 grams of total fat
in really?
A half of the chocolate bar. Yep.
Wow.
And 15 grams of total carbohydrates.
That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this, the whole chocolate bar, which is about 90 grams, has only 10 grams of sugar in the entire thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the macronutrients, the fat's the biggest one in there. So
that's very surprising.
It's interesting. Obviously, like you said, it does use milk fat in there.
Yeah.
So this one, it says it has straight milk fat instead of milk.
Because mine, I use the Lindt ones, and mine are lower. Like I don't think they're that high in fat.
Interesting.
But yeah,
so high fat food, and like I said, as far as treats go, this is my little treat, you know.
Yeah.
I only eat about a quarter of it at a time. I don't try to do a half of it at a time because it's pretty intense.
It's intense.
So
dark.
You think about 2.5 grams of sugar, but then it's got a over 12 grams of fat when I have mine. So that's good. All right, so unfortunately got one wrong, babe. Oh, wah, wah. All right, so last question for me.
I ain't gonna cry about it. All right, so I chose one of my, like, all-time favorite things that I don't really get a whole lot of, but I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever wanted to just surprise me with a wonderful treat. This is a very odd but very fun treat. Thomas English Muffin, 100% whole wheat.
Wow.
I freaking love those nooks and crannies.
I don't know what it is. I do like English
muffins. Put a little butter, a little peanut butter on there. Oh my gosh. Now my mouth's watering. So I think, you know, the serving size is 1 muffin.
Mm-hmm.
It equals about 57 grams. And in 1 muffin, there is 5 grams of this macronutrient.
5 grams in 1 muffin.
In 1 muffin.
Well, I think this is obviously like a bread, similarly like a roll.
It's 100% whole wheat.
100% whole wheat.
Gosh, five grams.
Well, I don't think it would be fat or protein. Because it's just a muffin.
It's a muffin.
5 grams. Carbohydrate. She's got to go to the phone. That doesn't vote well for me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I got it wrong?
You got it so wrong.
What was it? Protein?
22 grams is the carbohydrates in one of these. It's the protein. 5 grams of protein and 1 gram of fat. So it is a low fat, and it actually does have a bit of protein in there. But
wow,
yeah,
that's
it's
way
off. Well, that was why I chose this one, because it was a bit surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many of these freaking things I've eaten. And I was like, I didn't even know that there'd be protein in there. I would just thought it'd be all carbs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
5 grams is actually like a substantial amount for that serving size.
Right.
For
but
bread.
Then, yeah, but then you have 22 grams of carbs per
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean,
it's
bread.
All right. I got one wrong. I think that was the first time I ever got one wrong.
Shut up. You've definitely gotten one wrong before.
Now you're just lying. Okay, so the last question for you is a trail mix. A trail mix. It's a 1.5 ounce bag. So this is a little tiny bag of...
Oh, yeah, like the one I ate yesterday.
It is, yeah. It's simply almonds, cashews, and dried cranberries.
Yep.
Okay, so that's all that's in here. So it's a 1.5 ounce serving of that. It has 7 grams of what macronutrient? So it's got almonds, cashews, and cranberries.
Cranberries have a lot of carbs. I'm going to say protein.
Protein's the final answer?
Yes.
And you are correct.
Whew!
So we tied it. I didn't get a tiebreaker this time around. Do we want to try to go to tiebreaker? I gotta look on my phone.
I have one, but like I've already seen
sold it. Yeah,
so
we just gotta pick a food at random.
I mean, I got these quadruple almond butter cookies from Trader Joe's.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but you already knew. You already know the answer. All right, so let's pick just a random food. Avocado. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, let's guess. And whoever's closest to this amount, you know, of the macronutrient, let's guess how much fat is in...
I don't need a lot of these, so this should be interesting.
One avocado. How much fat? How many grams of fat in one avocado?
32
grams of fat in one avocado.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go to our Lucid app and just check this.
I know. That's why I'm worried, because I don't ever put avocados in the Lucid app, and you do it every day.
All right. Asking me to get the premium version? Nope.
Big surprise.
All right. So I'm going to guess, before I type it in, I'm going to guess 16. I'm going half you, 32 ounces. That seems like, 32 grams. That seems like a lot, okay? Avocado. Okay. Let me go. One avocado has 322 calories for one avocado, okay? 4 grams of protein, 17 grams of carbohydrates, and I haven't even looked at it yet, 29 and a half grams of fat. Oh, my gosh. You're the wiener.
The wiener.
Damn it.
Oh, that's the one defeated now.
Oh, my gosh. That's the first loss. It tastes so bitter. I think I have to go get Cheez-Its now.
Well, and I really thought you were going to nail the avocado.
Well, I meant 30 grams in one avocado.
They're a high fat.
Oh, I know. Trust me,
they're
I know.
Really fatty.
Oh, gosh.
But I will say, it's good fat.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad fat. Yeah. So, like, even though they're high fat, and I think that's the only thing that stood out in my mind about them is that I remembered going, woo,
yeah,
like what I did last fat, look. I believe.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I got to let you win one every once in a while.
I will push you off your chair, I swear.
All right. That's been another edition of the Macros game. This was the grocery shopping version. So,
yeah, let us know what items that are surprising in your grocery cart. You know, take a little peek at your nutrition labels. And, you know, even if you want to throw us some suggestions for a future macros game,
mm-hmm.
that would be fun.
Yeah.
To have some, like, listener-submitted items.
Or even a theme. We always try to go with a theme or something like that. So
it's going to be interesting to see what theme is going to come up next.
Yeah.
So let us know, though, your suggestions. And obviously tell us if you're enjoying the macros game,
mm-hmm.
how you are doing in the macros game.
Yeah. Any feedback about the macros game or any of the podcasts, we really appreciate. We want to hear from you guys, especially suggestions on maybe topics we should cover or people we should reach out to and speak to. We actually recently recorded a podcast you guys will hear in a couple weeks that was the most proud of. I mean, it was just it was a great conversation with a couple guys that are makers of a really unique product, and I can't wait to feature that.
And it was our first double interview.
Yeah, it was.
I haven't been in on the interviews yet.
Exactly. So yeah, Shannon was there, and it was unique. It's the one of a kind, first time for us on the podcast. So it's going to be really, really, I'm really stoked for it to come out, and that'll be in a few weeks. So
yeah,
we already got another interview lined up too, and we got some great stuff coming down the pike. So we really appreciate you guys listening. Keep sharing, keep giving us the feedback, and you got anything else for them?
No, I just say thanks all for keeping on and keep spreading the word.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. In 5, 4. Thank you. How dare you?
I took my fingers up your nose.
In 5, 4.